Now, the beginning of February means, I don't know, almost two-thirds the way through winter time. So who doesn't think about what vacation would look like at this point in our year? So Russ Pearson is joining me from Lane Community College. Also Beth Habian, she's administrative coordinator and also works on the continuing education aspect, which now is going to include some pretty fabulous trips.
Absolutely. We for a long time have been doing what we call outward ventures, and they're day trips, essentially, that are meant to be both educational and fun-filled, of course.
Of course, these new trips are a little more than day trips, I would say.
Yes, that it's longer than a day or two. So Beth has been overseeing our outward ventures, our continuing education program, and she has quite a background in the travel industry as well. And we kind of leaned into her expertise to get us going on some trips that are a little farther afield, George.
So you've got three currently planned right now, and they are kind of in the distance. I think the first one's in September, right, Beth?
Correct. We're going to New England in September of this year.
Woo-hoo! Okay. So in what are you going to see in New England?
Islands, among other things. Yes. It's called the Islands of New England.
Like Nantucket and places like that?
Yes. I believe they'll be going to Newport and visiting Boston, Cape Cod. And they have a day trip featured to Martha's Vineyard, as well as a lobster feast scheduled.
And they're going to Plymouth, very famous.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
Town, yes.
Something in history about that. Yeah. I know, I don't know Martha's Vineyard. I know that my aunt lived in Martha's Vineyard, but I never got to go there. I guess she had more money than we did. So.
Martha or your aunt?
My aunt, I believe. But anyway, so what kind of money and information does a person need to be able to do this trip?
So the pricing for this trip, based on double occupancy, is about $3,000 per person. That includes airfare, all of the touring and the meals that are included in the itinerary, as well as what's special for this company is round-trip transportation from Florence.
Which is huge.
Yeah,
yeah, so that is huge.
They'll provide car service pickup at LCC and drive you out to the airport in Portland and pick up on return.
And how long is this trip for?
This particular tour is about a week.
About a week. Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty cool. Now, obviously, you know, when we think of education, we think of books, we think of sitting in the classroom, we think of learning that way. But I know that anytime I go to a place, you know, I try to learn local cultures, what's going on, how the people think, what they're like. I guess it doesn't matter even if you're in America, it's still going to be the same thing because people are different.
Absolutely. One of the best ways to educate yourself generally, frankly, is to travel. And whether it's in state, out of state, around the world, you're going to meet some people that might think a little differently and live a little differently. And it's great to have those experiences and to integrate them into your own.
Well, I think I'm going to tell John I need some continuing education.
Yeah. Yes.
And I need to learn more by going to some of these places.
Absolutely.
So that one's coming up in September. What's the next trip planned?
The next trip will be a Christmas tour to Austria and Germany.
Ooh.
So that'll be December of 2019, and it includes a 6-night Danube River cruise.
I hear that Germany at Christmas time is just amazing.
It's wonderful.
You've been there?
Yes.
It's almost like, you know, the little posters or picture books you used to see, you know, just kind of, they really do Christmas up there, don't they?
For sure.
They do indeed. I was there like in September one year, and it went to some of the places where those little village, you know, squares are where they do a lot of the Christmas shopping centers, and just being there and imagining it was awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Do they start right after Halloween like we do here in America?
They start about November.
November,
yeah.
All right. So this, like you said, it also includes a trip on the Danube.
Correct.
Which is awesome. Tell me a little bit about this one here.
So this one begins in Vienna. And they spend a couple of days there, board the ship, and it goes to some smaller towns in the Wachau Valley and in Passau, and ends in Nuremberg, which is supposed to have a really wonderful Christmas market. So they visit a few Christmas markets, but they also do some other touring cathedrals and things like that.
And I'm guessing that the ship is similar to what a cruise ship would be. You stop during the day, you get off, and you go do the things, and then you get back out. So it's usually like a one day for each town?
Correct. It's a river cruise, so a little bit smaller. not a problem if you have any difficulties with oceans.
Yeah, you won't have the ocean sickness.
Yes. And yeah, usually you're traveling in the evening and visiting new destinations each day.
And that one isn't that the one that if you want to upgrade, there's a two-day add-on to Prague or
correct.
Yeah.
What does this trip cost?
This one, depending on the cabin that you choose, double rate per person is $36.59 for a lower outside cabin to about $4,500. And again, that includes round trip travel, airfare, and car transport.
All right. So now the next one is all the way into 2020. We're a little over a year away for that one. So what's the next one?
That will be spring of 2020 in April, and that's to Portugal.
We call it the sunny Portugal trip.
Yes.
The sunny Portugal trip. Now, what does this entail?
This actually is a trip that was recently featured on Wheel of Fortune for a week, offered by Colette. So Colette is the company that actually manages all of these
tours. I knew
tours.
I heard that name before. Yeah. I heard that on watching Wheel of Fortune. Absolutely, yeah.
So it's the same tour. It starts in Cascais, Portugal, and they visit Lisbon, Sintra, and it's about a 9-day tour.
Now, what does something like that run?
This one actually is fairly reasonably priced considering international airfare. Based on double occupancy per person rate is $37.59.
Okay. Now, talk a little bit about the educational aspect of these trips. I mean, why LCC and why the cooperation between?
Yeah. So my own academic background, my doctoral degree happened to be in global leadership. And it was through George Fox University, and we literally traveled internationally three times over the course of that program. And I learned just how valuable, you know, it was to experience different cultures, to meet different kinds of people, to understand their context, and imagine, as I got to do, being in Kenya, for example, and talking about post-colonialism. That's quite an experience. Or being in Ethiopia and experiencing coffee in the place where coffee was born. So those kinds of experiences are just unique and life-changing, and they stick with you the rest of your life. So, you know, as we said when we began this conversation, travel is a great way to just open up your mind and open up your heart and really expand the possibilities of what we understand about the world.
Do you feel like traveling like that, like, opens you up socially to different ideas and different thoughts and things like that?
Or absolutely I do. And, we're in this wacky kind of political climate where people are way over this direction or way over that direction. Never the twain shall meet. And, as we, rub elbows and shoulders with one another, and one of the greatest ways to do that is through travel, you just get different perspectives and you begin to think less binary. Right. you begin to understand there's lots of shades in between and lots of ways to think about all kinds of things.
And I guess depending on where you go, I mean, these are pretty much established places that you go to. I imagine that Kenya or Ethiopia was probably a little bit more eye-awakening kind of say, we don't really appreciate everything that we have here in America sometimes, but then we realize that there are people that don't experience what we get to experience.
Sure. And even, I mean, these kinds of experiences that we've lined up with Beth's assistance and Colette, which is one of the premier educational tour companies, they're life-changing. I've been to Nuremberg, for example, and walked through the museum there that celebrates some of, the Nuremberg Declaration and all the things that came out of the post-World War II, the Holocaust, all of that. Those are phenomenal experiences in unbelievably beautiful places.
Well, and even that, I mean, you think when, we think of Germany and Austria, that, automatically World War II comes to mind.
Yes.
World War I.
Yeah.
But, the culture is so much older than
yes,
that.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And there's so much more to be gleaned from a trip like that than just, World War II.
Absolutely. You're walking through buildings that existed before our country did. It's just, it's phenomenal. Yeah. It's just really is perspective shifting in a lot of ways. Great experience.
How has this travel molded you, Beth? I mean, obviously you've been to some of these places. You've been around the world. And
yes, I'm actually, the other hat I wear is as a features editor for a travel magazine out of Sacramento. So I've been doing this since about 1994. And have been lucky enough to go to, I think I'm at 30-ish countries around the world.
We all hate you for it.
And it is amazing. One of the first trips that I took was to India. And it completely changed my perspective on the world. And it's just something that, you know, you can hear about poverty, you can hear about situations in other countries, but until you're in the middle of it and actually see it firsthand, but understand it from their perspective, you can't really understand how the rest of the world might see themselves and see us from outside of our own little world that we...
Right. We have a lot of ideas of what we think that they are experiencing every day.
Correct.
But a lot of those are influenced by, obviously, motion pictures, television,
yes,
you know, politics and things like that. So getting in amongst it must be, you know, much more, I don't want to say breathtaking because that's not the word I want, but much more brings your heart a little bit heavier when you see things like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is mind altering.
Yeah.
Now, does someone who partakes in these trips have to be a student at LCC, or is this open to...
So this is part of our continuing education program, so it is open to the community. We're happy to take, you know, any adult, and I don't know if these are even... Are these open to families?
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
They are open to families. So mom and pop want to take boy and girl, they can do that as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, cool. I think that's pretty amazing. Again, the first one's coming up in September, and that's the trip to New England. And then Christmas on the Danube, and then in 2020, the spring, Portugal.
Exactly.
How can people find out about these to get more information so they can get signed up for it?
They can stop by the center. We have brochures there. We're at 3149 Oak, and are welcome to contact me as well. If they need additional information.
And we also host, just before the beginning of each term, we host sort of an informational session, and we'll talk a lot about these trips. And the company also comes, Collect comes and does a special time to answer questions. Usually, if you're able to sign up right then and there, you can get another little discount, which is nice. And I think we've got one of those scheduled, don't we?
Yes, it's scheduled for February 25th at 1 o'clock.
Okay. Now, I'm guessing that these will potentially or could potentially fill up. Is there a limit of how many people that you can take?
Yes. The New England and Portugal trips have a little bit more space, so we have 20 reserved seats. But the Christmas on the Danube is a little more limited because of the popularity of the trip, so 10 spots total. Mm. So, yes, we had our first trip that we offered, which was to Tuscany, which we'll be leaving in April this year. Booked unbelievably fast.
Okay, so people that are listening to us right now better get on the stick.
Yeah. And it you know, we've got those spaces reserved. If someone here listening to us has a friend cross country and they want them to go too, it's also possible to get them on board. We just need to hurry and get those names and deposit.
All right. Well, Russ Pearson, Beth Habian, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, George.
And,
you know, I'm going to have to ask John for more time off. I only get a week a year, so I don't know if I can make one of these, but I would love to. That would be
Well, maybe
amazing.
We'll see you in sunny Portugal next April.
That would be a good one.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for our February edition of Our Town. If you missed any of it and like to hear it again, you can listen tomorrow morning on KCFM beginning at 10 o'clock.